Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Hurricane Milton approaches Florida as rescue and relief efforts for Hurricane Helene are still underway across the southeastern U.S. Then news of the next court hearing on the 2017 disappearance of Pastor Raymond Koh in Malaysia. We'll tell you what's going on and how you can be praying. The story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, over a week after Hurricane Helene devastated the southeast United States, bodies are still being recovered. At least 227 people are confirmed dead, but many more are missing. Our ministry partner, Slavic Gospel Association, is a member of IFCA International. Many IFCA partner churches were severely impacted. Dr. Richard Bargas, executive director of IFCA, says,
"We've had reports back from some of our pastors, like I'm looking at one from a pastor that's in Martinez, Georgia. And the picture of their little church has this massive tree that just basically crushed it."
When IFCA asked about the church's needs,
"They actually are asking for prayer for kingdom opportunities because they're meeting their neighbors. They need to build relationships. They want to sow seeds of the gospel. They want to see people saved. And so even though their building has been destroyed, the church is still going on. And as a matter of fact, on Sunday, I guess they met in the backyard of the church on their property, and they've removed all the wood and all the things that have destroyed their building, and they're looking for where they're going to go now."
Pray Christ's comfort for Helene survivors. We're also keeping tabs on Hurricane Milton, now Category 5, approaching Florida's west coast. Pray for those preparations and a weakened impact. Then, remember Sudan? It's been in a spiraling humanitarian crisis since war broke out between the Sudanese army and a rebel group nearly 18 months ago. Aid officials say the army won't allow most food convoys to cross into rebel-controlled areas, and UN officials aren't confronting the government about it. Meanwhile, famine conditions were confirmed in North Darfur State in August, and recent flooding has led to a cholera outbreak. But famine is a sensitive word. Johann Grobler with Mega Voice says,
"I think the political situation is so tense for all the sides, especially for the government, that they don't want to have that term officially being used."
According to OCHA, nearly 5 million children, pregnant women, and nursing mothers are acutely malnourished. More than 100 people are estimated to be dying every day.
It's not as if it's only a single solution. That's why we partner with organizations like World Vision, providing food, but then also the Word of God, and also material like Farming God's Way to help the farmers to become more efficient, medical information, how do you treat children, children's diseases.
Sudan will be in need of long-term prayer and support. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And many people have prayed for years for Susanna Koh and her family, the wife and children of Pastor Raymond Koh. Raymond was kidnapped in Malaysia in broad daylight on February 13, 2017. Susanna has tirelessly sought to find out what happened to him and filed a lawsuit against the Malaysian government for negligence in the case. In August, Susanna was supposed to be given the Special Task Force report to help her prepare. However, says Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA,
"Initially, the judge said you have 4 days to turn over this report. The government said, no, oh, it's going to take longer than that. When they did finally turn something over weeks later, reportedly it was so heavily watermarked that it could not be read.
Important content was also missing, like the video showing the abduction. Susanna went back to the judge and got an unaltered version of the report. The court will continue hearing the case on Monday, October 21st. Pray for truth to be revealed.
You know, I hope that people will continue to pray for Susanna and for her family as they try to get justice, as they try to get answers.
The co-abduction is just one example of the persecution Christians face in Malaysia. An ethnic Malay who converts to Christianity is at risk of breaking the law and being punished under Sharia. Those involved in gospel work are also at risk. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Connecting partners, media, and you, we hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.